Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. Today, we have a timely update on one of our favorite blockchain-based projects, designed for the masses.
Exactly, John. Today, we are deep diving into a project that has been diligently putting things into place over the past 5 years. We are talking about Super One.
Right. And look, if you're listening to this thinking, oh great, another crypto gaming project, stop right there. Clear your mind of the usual Web3 noise. Super One isn't trying to build a niche blockchain game for a few thousand crypto enthusiasts. They're targeting the 5 billion casual sports and entertainment fans globally via the proven power of TikTok, with a gamified trivia battle launching every single minute, 24/7.
Exactly. The scale here is staggering. The year-long pilot metrics that recently ended showed active users logging in and playing for up to 5 hours per day. That's 5 times the engagement of traditional entertainment giants. The question we have to ask is, why is this form of gameplay, known as gamify, so sticky? What we're focusing on here isn't just the high adrenaline gameplay. It's the sheer underlying economic force of a massive equity play combined with powerful residual incomes sitting right in front of every Super One player owner before the global game launch in 2026.
Okay, let's talk about that equity first, Sarah, because that's what caught my eye in the playbook and white paper. Everyone in crypto talks about price discovery, but it's rarely backed by a hard-yielding utility engine. We've mapped out a highly structural roadmap tracking the Super Token scaling from a $1 base up to a $10 maturity plateau over the next 24 months. Let's break down why a $5 milestone isn't just a speculative target. It's an architectural inevitability based on real-world transaction mechanics and real human demand.
Yes, it comes down to pure non-speculative demand. Think about it. When the game goes fully live later this year, millions of casual fans are going to flood in through free-to-play layers, a well-proven model in AV gaming. But the moment they step into the high-stakes matching arena, competing for those massive hourly and daily leaderboards, they enter a premium ecosystem. To back their teams or enter those arenas, super tokens have to be acquired and locked directly inside the app's smart contracts. It won't be long until ordinary fans realize the future is not just about playing, it's more about being paid to provide your time and attention to an app. The era of paid-to-play has arrived.
Right, it's a massive velocity squeeze. You have millions of retail players who don't even care about crypto, at least at first. They just want to win the prize pools on a gaming interface. On the back end, their entry fees and microtransactions are automatically vacuuming up liquid super tokens from public exchanges and bonding them inside the game. That's stage one, the supply shock that pushes us past $1 to, say, $2.50 per token.
That's a good start, but the real rocket fuel toward that initial $5 target mark is the corporate ad network engine. Super One's validated average revenue per user, or ARPU, is targeting up to $200 per player through hyper-targeted programmatic video ads. When major global brands buy that ad space, those fiat budgets are programmatically routed to buy back super tokens directly from the open market and permanently retire or cycle them.
Think about how powerful that is. You aren't relying on retail traders hyping a chart or naive crypto enthusiasts hoping for a quick win. You have structural, corporate buy pressure hitting the order books daily, backed by real-world advertising revenues. That systematic burning and recycling of supply is what bridges the gap from $2.50 straight through the $5 equity milestone we see in the next phase of this project's evolution. Once the ecosystem transitions to fractionalized virtual real estate, like spaces and towers, the tokenomics lock down completely, driving the asset toward even higher maturity plateaus.
It's a beautifully engineered flywheel. But here's the thing. You don't have to just sit on the sidelines waiting for the token price to appreciate or building up your yield to create those all-important cash flows. The real wealth generation mechanism available right now to early adopters before the global game launch later this year is hidden in the fan packs.
The fan packs, they are an absolute masterclass in building automated recurring cash flow from real utility. Walk us through the math on this, Sarah, because when you ran the numbers on a modest block of 500 fans, my jaw dropped.
Absolutely. Okay, let's look at a totally conservative worst-case scenario. Say you secure a fan pack during this pre-launch window. See the show notes for the latest deadline. That pack is an institutional-grade bundle of super tokens, digital cards, and spaces. Keep in mind that all-important virtual real estate as we enter the age of AI. Because you own that foundational infrastructure, you own a fractional slice of the network's entire global revenue footprint.
Now, let's say you build or inherit a network of just 500 active fans playing the game inside the app. Let's assume those 500 fans spend an average of just $1 per week, whether that's buying game credits, entering premium tournaments, or interacting with targeted ad placement.
$1 a week. That's pocket change in most parts of the world.
Exactly. 500 fans spending $1 per week equals a gross weekly network volume of $500. Annually, that's $26,000 flowing through your personal player block. Now, depending on the tier of the fan pack you hold, whether you're holding a bronze, silver, platinum, or an elite diamond pack, the protocol routes a dedicated percentage of that volume directly back to your wallet.
Interesting. Okay, let's break down the annual residual income tiers on that single block of 500 fans spending just $1 a week in the game. At a baseline 5% payout tier, you're looking at a steady $1,300 a year passive income. If you move up to a mid-level pack at a 10% payout tier, that scales to $2,600 a year. At a premium 15% tier, it's $3,900 a year. And if you're holding an elite or tower scale pack pulling a 20% payout, that's $5,200 in pure residual cash flow.
And remember, folks, this is all settling on native cryptographic rails. We are talking about instant 24/7 payouts routed straight to your designated external private wallet via XRP. There is no corporate clearinghouse, no waiting for a monthly paycheck. It's pure, programmable, real-time yield. On that basis, now run those numbers for yourself on, say, a $5 or $10 ARPU.
Powerful for sure, but here's the kicker, John. That model only takes into account a flat, weekly, out-of-pocket spend of the players in your block. We need to add to this that $100 to $200 annual ARPU from corporate advertising. When the ad engine begins firing globally at launch, those fans don't even need to spend their own money for you to monetize. Their attention alone feeds your volume loop. If that ARPU model saturates, your 500 fan block could easily multiply those residual figures by 2, 3, or 4 times over.
It becomes a self-sustaining, cash-flowing digital enterprise on a globally connected network. Exactly what many ordinary people need to be paying attention to as their fiat currency buys less and less. Their jobs are under threat from technology, and as inflation erodes their life choices. Once the global game launch hits later this year, the door on these protocol-level wholesale fan packs closes, and you may be buying these assets and positions at a premium on the secondary markets.
The equity upside of Super moving towards $10 and beyond, paired with immediate programmatic cash flow from fan packs, plus ongoing yields from a carefully structured Super token holding, is powerful. It's a dual threat model we haven't seen executed at this scale yet in our digital business journeys.
Wow, that's unbelievable mechanics. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive, folks. Take a look at the breakdown of the fan pack tiers and potential residuals, and check out the link in the show notes to initiate or reassess your existing Super One position. We will see you next time.